34강 실전 모의고사 7회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ah, look who's here. Hello, Miss Smith.
Oh, Mr. James. Long time no see.
What brings you here to this convenience store? I didn't think you lived around here.
(2번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'd like to rent a bicycle to ride around the village. Can you recommend one?
Sure. I'd like to recommend this mountain bike with thick tires.
Is there any special reason you recommend it to me?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, fellow members of the Movie Making Club. Thank you all for coming. I invited you here today because I would like to hear your opinions on my first film, Together All. I'm feeling sorry that it didn't turn out as I intended due to the limited space and finance, but I did my best. This film is very special to me because it's my first work after I joined this club. After watching it, I'd really like you to let me know your reviews of it. Now, I'll start the movie. I hope all of you enjoy it.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jacob, I heard you're starting to go on a diet tomorrow.
Yes, Mom. I'm planning to eat primarily fruits and vegetables.
What kinds of fruits and vegetables?
Vegetables such as broccoli and fruits like blueberries.
You'll eat mostly superfoods.
Right. These days, superfoods have been praised a lot in the media.
But you know what? In some respect, superfoods can be poisonous.
What are you talking about? They're healthy, aren't they?
Sure, but every food, including superfoods, affects people differently.
You mean foods which are suitable for someone else may not be best for me?
That's right.
Then we should eat foods that are suitable for our own body, right?
Exactly. So I want you to be more careful in choosing foods.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jack. Where are you going now?
Hi, Laura. I'm going to the rehearsal room.
I see. By the way, you don't look so good. Is something wrong?
Actually, I'm feeling a little bothered by the music festival preparation.
Ah, your band is performing at the festival next week, right?
Yes, it is. Our band's performance is on Wednesday.
So what's stressing you out? I thought your band had been practicing a lot after school.
We had, but something happened to Angela.
What do you mean? What happened to her?
She had a car accident last week and was in hospital.
Was she badly injured?
Not really, but she has to stay home for a few more days.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope she gets well soon.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Willie.
Hi, Cynthia. How is our summer camping advertisement poster going?
I've just completed a draft. First, I drew a balloon in the top left corner.
I like it. Where did you put our event name?
in the center, and I drew an island and a palm tree to the bottom left of the poster.
Good idea. How about putting a camping tent on the island?
What a coincidence. I already drew one there. There's a seagull flying above the island.
I like it very much.
Last, I drew a yacht sailing on the sea at the right side of the island.
Okay. Overall, I think the poster perfectly matches our event. You're doing a really good job.
Thank you for saying that.
Dad,
what are you doing now?
I'm separating the garbage for recycling. There are so many things to be recycled in the house.
I see. Then let me help you. Can these milk cartons be recycled?
Of course, but caps should be separated from their milk cartons.
I know. Caps are made from plastic, right?
Exactly.
And do these old magazines and books go in this box?
Yeah. Oh, that container is almost full of recyclable items. I'm going to take it out to the garage.
Do you need help carrying it?
No, it's okay. Instead, can you take these used batteries to the recycling center?
No problem. But where is the recycling center?
It's just down the street, next to the post office.
Okay, I think I can take care of it.
8번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 우주과학 캠프에 참가할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Alex. I heard you went to the space science camp last weekend. How was it?
Great. There was a huge telescope we were able to use. The night sky was fantastic.
It sounds great.
It sure was. I saw a huge galaxy.
It must have been awesome. I should have gone.
You know what? They're going to hold the camp next weekend, too.
Really? Oh, I'm afraid I can't join the camp then either.
Why?
I'm going to the Boston Marathon on Saturday morning.
Boston Marathon? Do you participate in the competition?
No, but I'm supposed to volunteer at the marathon.
What are you going to do there?
I have to hand out water sponges to runners.
I see. I'm sorry you can't join the camp.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a summer school uniform for my son. He is in his first year at Brown Middle School.
Okay, the price of that school uniform is $90.
All right, and what does it include?
It includes a polo shirt, a short-sleeved shirt, a tie, and a pair of shorts.
I see. And how much is an extra polo shirt?
It's $30.
Great. I'll take one of those, too. Ah, do you happen to sell school uniform socks?
Sure. They're $5 a pair, but if you buy 10 pairs, you get a 20% discount on them.
That's great. I'll take 10 pairs of socks as well, then.
Okay. I'll go get your order. Please wait a minute.
No problem.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 주말에 간 곳으로 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jake. You look really tired this morning.
Well, I spent all weekend running around.
What did you do?
On Saturday morning, I went to my cousin's wedding.
I see. Ah, didn't you say you were auditioning for a musical on Saturday?
Fortunately, the audition was on Saturday afternoon.
So how was it?
I actually did better than I had expected.
That's great. What did you do on Sunday?
I went shopping at Green Department Store in the morning.
Did you buy anything there?
Yes, I bought a cane for my grandfather's birthday.
That's nice. Wow, now I see why you're so tired.
Actually, that's not all. On Sunday evening, I went to my grandfather's house for his birthday party.
Whoa, that was an extremely busy weekend.
Wilderness엔 리모트 응급처치 강의에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello. If you're looking for a fun and useful activity to do, come to Robin World and take our Wilderness and Remote First Aid course. This course focuses on how to respond to an emergency in remote environments when backpacking and canoe trekking. The course is free and all participants will receive a free guidebook on first aid. The course will take place on March 27th and 28th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. If you'd like to register, please download the application form from our website at www.robworld.org and email it to us. The application deadline is March 3rd. For more information, please call us at 520-456-4958.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 상품을 고르시오.
Honey, I see you're looking at standing desks on the internet again. Are you going to buy one?
Yes. As you know, sitting in a chair for hours every day isn't good for our body.
You're right. Have you decided on which standing desk to buy?
Not yet, but I definitely want one with an adjustable height.
Most desks have it. Do you think you need a side table?
Well, I usually spend a lot of time reading books or working with a laptop computer.
Oh, so you don't need a side table.
Exactly. Now, I have to choose the material of a standing desk.
I think bamboo or oak would be better than aluminum.
I think so, too. But it's not easy to decide on which to buy, bamboo or oak.
The oak desk is more expensive than the bamboo desk, but I think it matches our other furniture better.
Right. Okay, I'll take the oak one.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh my goodness, Brian! Hey!
Oh, Rachel! Wow, I haven't seen you since we graduated from university.
Yeah, what brings you to Northridge?
Actually, I've been working at Blue Company for the past 2 years.
Oh, that's a good company. It's one of the best in town.
Yeah, I really enjoy working there.
Do you live around here?
Not really. I live in Marion.
Marion? That's so far. Isn't it inconvenient to commute from there?
Yeah, but fortunately, I don't have many days left with that long commute.
What? I think it's impossible unless you quit your job or move here to Northridge.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Kathy. What are you doing?
I'm writing a letter to an African child I sponsor.
You're sponsoring an African child?
Yeah. She's 15 years old, and I sponsor her through an organization I'm a member of.
I see. How do you sponsor her? Do you send her some money in person?
No, I don't. Each month, I donate $30 to the organization, and it helps her.
Sounds wonderful. How did you get involved with that? Actually, I've been interested in doing something like that.
John told me about it. He's been doing it for 3 years.
I see. I feel like joining you.
Mike and Jenny plan to watch a film at a theater in a shopping mall. Unfortunately, they arrive there an hour late due to road construction. They buy tickets for the next movie, which begins 2 hours later. Jenny suggests that they do shopping in the mall while waiting for the movie, but Mike doesn't feel like it. Actually, he's feeling very tired because he stayed up watching a soccer game until 3 a.m. this morning. He wants to just relax at a cafe in the mall. In this situation, what would Mike most likely say to Jenny?
16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오. 16번과 17번까지는 두 번 들렸습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk about sinkholes in today's class. Did you see the news that a man in Florida was swallowed by a sinkhole in his home last week? Actually, sinkholes are found in many countries these days. There are two main types of factors that cause sinkholes. One type is related to nature's influence, and the other is related to human influence. The most common natural factor is loss of soil or rocks under the surface of the ground. The change in the amount of underground water is another factor. When underground water decreases, it may create a gap under the ground. Also, sinkholes are created by human activity. For example, they can occur above old mines and old wastewater pipes. Additionally, pumping underground water for use is another man-made cause of sinkholes, along with the construction of buildings or the widening of roads. Now, let's look at the screen and think about the damage caused by sinkholes.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk about sinkholes in today's class. Did you see the news that a man in Florida was swallowed by a sinkhole in his home last week? Actually, sinkholes are found in many countries these days. There are two main types of factors that cause sinkholes. One type is related to nature's influence, and the other is related to human influence. The most common natural factor is loss of soil or rocks under the surface of the ground. The change in the amount of underground water is another factor. When underground water decreases, it may create a gap under the ground. Also, sinkholes are created by human activity. For example, they can occur above old mines and old wastewater pipes. Additionally, pumping underground water for use is another man-made cause of sinkholes, along with the construction of buildings or the widening of roads. Now, let's look at the screen and think about the damage caused by sinkholes.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 남자가 언급하지 않은 것은?